Next patient is Laura Ramirez. This is a consultation requested by Dr. Sanjay Srivastava. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 50-year-old female with a history of sleep apnea, paroxysm, atrial fibrillation period. Patient recently underwent a Holter Monitor study by Dr. Srivastava that showed atrial fibrillation period. Patient is completing a shunt sub-breath with atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient recent echocardiogram showed normal left ventricular function period. Current medication, LHS 5 mg 2 times daily metoprolol period. Allergies, non-endog allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Review system. In general, denied reason, weight gain or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary disease, congestive heart failure, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, extremity, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 135 over 80, double C 71. Respiration 16, weight is 232 pounds. HEND, no JVD. Lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 hour 6 systole, murmur, heart of the left sternum, border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound extremity, no edema. Quick impression number 1, paroxysm, atrial fibrillation, number 2, obesity. Number 3, sleep apnea. Recommendation. Patient has atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation, problem in the vein isolation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure period. Please indicate with Dr. Sanjay Srivastava.